Welcome to Word Alive Broadcast with Ricky and Sherry Blevins. We believe that as you listen to today's message, God's Word will come alive in your heart to help you obtain victory in every area of your life.
Welcome back to the Word of Life broadcast today. I want to continue on the subject of how to receive from God. Let's start in 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 through 15. This is where we left off yesterday. Now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions we have asked of Him. Now, what we have to do is to find scriptures that promise you the answer for what you're seeking. You have to look up the Word of God and find God's Word for the thing that you're looking for. Find it in the Word. Get those scriptures. Meditate on them. Let's go to Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Now, what did he say here? He said, it shall not depart from your mouth. So what you got to do is you got to take the Word of God if you need healing. Go to 1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self bare my sins in his own body on the tree, that I, being dead to sin, might live for righteousness, by his stripes I was healed. Amen. That's just an example of one scripture, but he said, let it meditate on it day and night and keep that word in your mouth. And every time you get a chance, speak that word out. And take that word and speak it to your body. Body, my Father God said in his word, by Jesus' stripes I was healed, and body you are healed. I will not allow anything except what God's Word says in my life, and meditate on it day and night. By your stripes I was healed. Meditate on it. Speak it out of your mouth until it becomes such a part of you that nothing can take it away. Now, I'm telling you, feelings will come, and circumstances will come. You may have things in your body that are going on, and you say, well, I thought I received, and that's what the devil will try to tell you, but you got to say, no, I received when I prayed. And your word says that I am healed. And you have to speak forth God's word and keep it in your mouth constantly. Keep it in your heart. Keep it in your mouth and in your heart so that it'll make your way prosperous, and then you'll have good success. So what we have to do is take God's word and say, this is the evidence of the things I've been hoping for is God's Word. Now, without God's Word, you can't get faith, because it says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And faith in God's Word is what brings the result. Proverbs 4:20-23 says, my son, give attention to my words, incline your ears to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they're life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. And what he's saying here, from your heart, you speak the word of God from your heart or your spirit, and then that's where the issues of life, they spring forth from your heart, and you speak forth God's word, and it manifests in your life. You believe it in your heart, you speak it from your mouth, just like you did when you got born again. And then what happens is the word of God manifests, and your faith grows, and it grows, and it grows, and it grows, and it grows, to the place where the more that you speak it, the more it becomes a part of you. The Word of God says to renew your mind, and when we renew our mind to the Word of God by getting in God's Word and reading it, meditating on that word, say, this is a part of me. This is an inheritance that God gave me. It's part of the plan of God. And I have received everything that the Father God is wanting me to have in this area. And I will not allow anything except what God's word says. And I received when I prayed. And what you have to do is, after you've asked the Father for that, keep that word in your heart and keep it before your eyes and say, this is what I've asked you for. This is mine. And rejoice and say, this is what God's word says about this situation. It's mine. Only what the word says. It doesn't matter what anybody says. It doesn't matter what the devil says. It doesn't matter any circumstance. The only thing that matters is what God's word said about the situation. Now, John chapter 8, verse 32 says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. It's God's word that will make you free from everything that the devil's trying to put against you. Because what he'll do, he'll try to tell you a lie and try to get you to believe it. And a lot of it is, which one do you believe, the lie or the truth? Now, if your flesh starts crying out loud enough, you'll start believing it. You'll start going, well, oh, man. But if you keep the word of God before you, keep the word of God in your mouth, keep the word of God in your heart and speak it forth out of your mouth all day long, every day, and say, by his stripes I was healed. I received when I prayed, and I will not allow anything else. And when the devil tries to come put all this stuff against your mind and all these symptoms on your body and all these different things, say, by his stripes I was healed. I'm just using healing as an example, which is a good one. But every other area of your life, if you'll use these same scriptures, use the same area, or use the word of God in every area of your life, I should say, use the word of God in every area of your life, it will manifest God's truths into your life. But if you don't stay in the word and you go through life and go and just read the word once a week, once a month, you go to church on Sunday morning and never pick up the Bible again, you never hear the word of God being preached. That's one thing I love about the Oasis Network. When you listen to the Oasis Network, you're going to hear God's word, and you're going to hear the truth, and the truth's going to make you free. Because the word of God is what makes you free. It's not anything but God's word. And the Holy Spirit will always lead you into the word. If you'll ask him, what he will do, he will take the word of God and illuminate it to your spirit to the degree that you'll go, I understand that. And without understanding, you can't walk in the truth. But when you know the truth will make you free. Now, the devil will try to come in and put symptoms on you. I'll use cancer for an example. He'll put cancer in your body and say, you're going to die. Well, you have to go over to Psalm 91. It says, long life and long life satisfied is what the Father God has given me. I'm not allowing cancer in my body. I call it gone. And the truth. And you ask the Father God, say, Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I ask you to heal me. I ask you to remove this out of my body. And then you speak it out of your heart. In Jesus' name, I've asked the Father for it. I received it when I prayed. And you speak to that and say, you have no right in my body. And I command you to leave, cancer. And then what happens is, it has to leave. It doesn't have a choice. But the devil will try to come in and say, it didn't leave. You still have that, and you say, no, the truth of God's word is what made me free. Because God's word says, when I ask the Father for anything, it is gone. It because I asked him for my healing, I received it when I prayed, and it is gone. And you keep speaking to that situation until it leaves. You keep speaking to it, and you say, it had to leave when I prayed, and it's gone. You say, well, there's symptoms. I don't care how many symptoms are there. It has to obey the name of Jesus. Because it says in Philippians chapter 2, that he has been given the name that's above every name, that at the mention of his name, everything in heaven and earth and beneath the earth would have to bow to that name. And the last time I checked, each and every name that is conferred has a name. Cancer has a name. Sickness has a name. Disease has a name. Each and every whatever it is, it has a name. And guess what? It has to bow to that name. It has no other choice. It has no other choice. It tries to tell you, the devil will try to tell you that he doesn't have to obey that name. But you know what? He has to. And you say, you don't have a choice, devil. You have to go. The thing that's behind it has to go. And well, sometimes we understand the things that we want, but we have to also understand how to receive those things and how to keep them in our life. And sometimes when we receive from God, we have to stand our ground and not let the enemy come in to steal it from us before we receive the thing, before we see it manifest completely, I should say. But what happens is, when the manifestation is the closest, is when the enemy tries to fight you the hardest. He can tell when the thing is on its right at your doorstep, and he'll try to make you doubt then more than any other thing, when the thoughts come in like machine gun bullets, and they start coming in. That's when you start confessing the word louder and harder. Amen. Let's look at John chapter 16 and verses 12 through 14. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. So in other words, the word of God says here that the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. So in other words, when he guides you into all truth, what's going to happen is he's going to take you into the word. And you'll say, this is what the word says about this situation. That is the truth. The truth is that God's word is true, and that the name of Jesus is the name above every name. And at the mention of his name, every knee will bow in heaven and earth and beneath the earth. And when you speak forth his name and saying, Father God, I received when I prayed, and I'm taking the name of Jesus and I'm using it against this situation, I command it to change. And guess what happens? It has to change. And then you speak forth God's word into that situation, and it has to change. It doesn't have a choice. It has no choice. It has to change. The thing that's coming against you has to go. It has to leave. It has to change. It has no other choice. And it doesn't matter what anybody else says, what the devil says, or anything else. It has to change.
Thank you for listening to today's message. If you would like to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can contact us at our website at wacba.org. If you'd like to contact us for prayer, to give, or any other reason, you can do so by going to our website, wacba.org, or by mail at Word Alive Church, P.O. Box 3067, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74013.
If you would like to receive a CD or MP3 version of this week's message or other messages, please give a donation of $8 for a CD or $5 for an MP3. Instructions on how to give and receive are located under the Giving tab of our website, which is located at wacba.org. Thank you.